from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is Josh Vernier, Royals insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Follow him on Twitter at JoshVernier610, the original host of the Wendy's Big Show back in the day with Gary Ellerson, myself, and Leroy Butler. Josh, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Spark. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I want to say I'm surprised by your Royals to this point, because you guys did a lot in the offseason hoping to get to this point, being five games over 500. I am happy to see Bobby Witt kind of take his game to an MVP-type level, however, this year, the young shortstop.
Yeah, Bobby's doing that. Salvador Perez, who's less than a week away from his 34th birthday, is making a run at the Triple Crown in the first month of the season. Now, I think you should be somewhat surprised, especially since they're five games above 500 and we're just entering the month of May. Had they ended the season five games above 500, no, that wouldn't have surprised anyone. But to hit the ground running and performing as well as they have, I do think that's surprising because of the way that it's being done. It's classic Royals baseball, in my opinion. It's elite pitching. They have a rotation that has the fifth best ERA right now in Major League Baseball. Elite base running. The statistics say they're the second best base running unit in the sport. And then defensively, they rank at the top of defensive runs saved and they're top five according to most defensive metrics. And to me, those are the most powerful weapons in the game of baseball. I don't care how much money the Dodgers and the Yankees and the big market teams spend. If you have elite pitching, defense, and team speed, that levels all playing fields. It's the great equalizer. That's how they've won more than not this season. That's why they sit five games above 500. The offense is middle of the road as a whole. 15th in OPS, bottom half of the league when you dive into the nerdy numbers. Yeah, outside of Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez, who, yes, are having MVP starts to the season, it's a middle-of-the-road offense. This is a old-school pitching, defense, and base-running ball club right now.
And thankfully, I have both on my fantasy team. Let's talk a little bit about base stealing because, you make these bases bigger. You change the rules for disengagements for the pitcher. You can only go over there so many times. Everything meant to increase base stealing. Well, it's definitely helped the Brewers. The Brewers definitely are stealing bases at a pretty good clip right now and running more than they've ever ran under Craig Counsell when he was the manager. Now with Pat Murphy and a lot younger team at that, they're running a lot. How has Salvador Perez been dealing with throwing out runners so far this year?
He's always been pretty solid. But again, like you're mentioning, the advantage has been so tilted towards the runner. you know, if you're catching them north of 50% of the time, I think you're doing a pretty good job. Shoot, even if you're coming near 50% of the time this early into the season, you're doing a real good job. But defensively, especially receiving and framing, Salvi's as good as he's ever been. That was one of the knocks for a majority of his 12-year career. One of the knocks has been his, you know, inability to hit for average and his inability to help the pitching staff out and become a better receiver. Now Salvi has the third best batting average in the American League, and he ranks top five in the junior circuit when it comes to framing metrics. You know, Freddie Fermin, the backup catcher for this team, not much drop off when it comes to the arm. But shoot, man, I got a firsthand view of that Brewers running ball club in spring training. I don't know if it was discussed dating back then, but it was taking us all aback the way the aggressiveness in which Pat Murphy's team was playing, even in spring training. So it's no surprise that you start there. No surprise that they've carried into the regular season. Look, Salvi's good, but if the Brewers are getting the breaks that we've seen for majority of the season, yeah, the onus to me is more on the pitcher. To me, it's more on Cole Reagans tonight and Seth Lugo and Brady Singer moving forward, because if you're leaving it up to the catcher in today's game, that base is going to be stolen 80% of the time.
I mean, Vernier, you know. I mean, in the Moneyball era that everybody likes to have, Grandpa Ken Maka, back when he was manager of the Brewers,
yeah,
ain't nobody running anywhere. We're playing station to station. We're not giving away outs, possibly stealing bases. And Pat Murphy takes over this team. And again, he's been the bench coach for Council forever. And he's like, to heck with it. And I don't know if it's his call. I don't know if it's Matt Arnold's call, the new GM that took over for David Stearns, or who made the decision. But I mean, earlier in the season, they did something I've never seen in pro baseball. They ran a fake steal from first to second and got the runner to score from third on a fake steal. And the guy scampered back to first base on a fake steal. You don't see that type of stuff in baseball.
We saw that actually in Kansas City back when they were going to back-to-back World Series championships. The Ned Yost ball clubs in 2014 and 2015. That team was led by a middle-of-the-road, bottom-half offense, but elite bullpen, elite defense, yep, and elite team speed. And, Spark, when you look at this Brewers team right now, would you say that those three facets of the game are elite for Milwaukee? Because if that's the case, there's no surprise you're in first place.
My concern for this Brewers team, Vernier, is, and because I've been spoiled, I understand. But when you go from Burns, Woodruff, and Peralta to Peralta, yeah, Ray, and good luck finding another one, yeah, I'm concerned. Wade Miley, you know, going down for the year, absolutely ripped my heart out, because that was the closest thing he had to a real number two at this point, and not even a number two in a playoff rotation, just to get through the regular season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers. that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how they survive with the starting pitching they have. Yes, their bullpen can be very good, but that bullpen's going to get burnt out if your starting pitching can't get through 5 to 6 innings.
Yeah, you sound a lot like the Cleveland Guardians, to be quite honest, as they've lost Shane Bieber. Now Stephen Kwan goes out. It does seem as if they're trying to win with smoke and mirrors, right? But the thing that Cleveland does that I think Pat Murphy has a chance to do pretty well in Milwaukee is to get all 13 position players to play their part, to get excited about their role in the offense, on the team, and what they bring to the ballpark to help you win. Council may be one of the best at that. I think Tito Francona is the greatest I've seen at that, to get all 13 in the clubhouse to pull on the same end of the rope. If you can get that from your position players, where you just need everyone to do their job, with a strong bullpen, a decent rotation, strong defense, and strong base running, in that division, there's no reason why the Brewers shouldn't be there at the end.
Talking with Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, one of the original hosts of the Big Show back in the day. What about manager and coaches in Kansas City? How does this stack up versus others you've had?
Yeah, Matt Quatrero, the longtime bench coach with the Tampa Bay Rays before that, was a hitting coach for Tito Francona in Cleveland. He's a very deadpan, pragmatic dude. You're not going to get very elaborate answers. You're not going to get him to over analyze anything. It's very straightforward.
So you're that sucks for you then. That's gonna be a long season. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't really get a lot of flowery answers, but what you do get is an aggressive style of managing, and it goes in line with an aggressive offseason from this organization, from spending $100 million in free agency to locking Bobby Witt Jr.'s age 20 seasons up this offseason to even in spring training. Instead of giving the final spot in the rotation to a veteran, they went with the rookie. They give the young guy the opening day start, the way that they've utilized their bullpen, their bench. It's all been very aggressive, utilizing all 26 guys on the roster, pinch hitting a lot, pinch running a lot. And listen, when you're in a market like Kansas City, you need to win in the margins. You can't, like we just talked about, you can't sit back and wait for that 3-run home run. You got to be able to manufacture runs, especially when you have an offense that is so middle of the road right now. So I'm a fan of this coaching staff. I like the way that they approach the game. I like the way that they've developed pitchers. Not many people do it better than Milwaukee and Cleveland and Tampa, but that's kind of the copy. That's what Kansas City's trying to emulate, is one of those self-sustaining organizations that more times than not can find another pitching prospect in its system somewhere.
I have to ask you about your stadium issue that y'all got going on for the Chiefs and the Royals. I don't really quite understand why anybody would vote down anything concerning the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. I'm really struggling with that fact. The Royals, fine. Maybe it hasn't been that great lately. The Chiefs, I really don't understand. So please do help explain to us here in Milwaukee what in the world is going on, why they're rejecting things.
It was a pretty poor rollout from the beginning. At first, it was debated between two sites downtown, and then 2 weeks before maybe a month before the vote, they bring up a totally new spot in downtown Kansas City for the stadium, one that doesn't make sense, one that doesn't have the infrastructure in place. So that was off-putting. The Chiefs really stayed in the background and let the Royals take all the slings and arrows from politicians and constituents. And then when the Chiefs came out with their renovations to Arrowhead, it was widely panned because really all they did was put in a VIP section right behind the end zones. And, you know, the average Chiefs fan is never going to see that VIP end zone entrance. So why do we care about that? Honestly, it makes me think that the Chiefs never wanted this to pass, that the Chiefs want it out of this deal that they have right now with the Royals, where the two share a complex until 2030. So now the Chiefs CEO has announced we're going to go our separate ways. If I'm making a prediction, I still think the Royals end up with a new stadium in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And I think the Chiefs end up with a new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. So a new Arrowhead, I think, will be in Kansas City, Kansas in the next half decade. And the Royals are getting a new stadium, whether it's in downtown Missouri, downtown Kansas, Nashville. They're getting a new stadium. I can't imagine them leaving. So if I was going to place a bet, they still end up in downtown Kansas City. It's just going to take another vote.
I think Nashville's getting somebody at some point. I don't know when, but they've been hot to trot here for a while to get a team. I just, with as much as Nashville is exploding from a population standpoint and so forth, and the money that's rolling into Nashville, you got to think they get a team. I hope the Royals don't leave. That would suck. That would not be good. And then just that, but wait, hold on. Does that mean you would get to move to Nashville then?
They're not going to Nashville.
I could drive. That's like 9 hours. I could get to Nashville. That'd be all right.
Yeah, and Nashville's a great time. I would go if that happened. But I don't think it's going to happen. I do believe that the ties that the ownership group has to Kansas City will serve the citizens well. It will keep the team in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. But Nashville, I think, can get a team. I think baseball could expand.
I don't know how they survive with the starting pitching they have. Yes, their bullpen can be very good, but that bullpen's going to get burnt out if your starting pitching can't get through 5 to 6 innings.
Yeah, you sound a lot like the Cleveland Guardians, to be quite honest, as they've lost Shane Bieber. Now Stephen Kwan goes out. It does seem as if they're trying to win with smoke and mirrors, right? But the thing that Cleveland does that I think Pat Murphy has a chance to do pretty well in Milwaukee is to get all 13 position players to play their part, to get excited about their role in the offense, on the team, and what they bring to the ballpark to help you win. Council may be one of the best at that. I think Tito Francona is the greatest I've seen at that, to get all 13 in the clubhouse to pull on the same end of the rope. If you can get that from your position players, where you just need everyone to do their job, with a strong bullpen, a decent rotation, strong defense, and strong base running, in that division, there's no reason why the Brewers shouldn't be there at the end.
Talking with Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, one of the original hosts of the Big Show back in the day. What about manager and coaches in Kansas City? How does this stack up versus others you've had?
Yeah, Matt Quatrero, the longtime bench coach with the Tampa Bay Rays before that, was a hitting coach for Tito Francona in Cleveland. He's a very deadpan, pragmatic dude. You're not going to get very elaborate answers. You're not going to get him to analyze anything. It's very straightforward.
So that sucks for you then. Well, it's going to be a long season. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't really get a lot of flowery answers, but what you do get is an aggressive style of managing, and it goes in line with an aggressive offseason from this organization, from spending $100 million in free agency to locking Bobby Witt Jr.'s age 20 seasons up this offseason to even in spring training. Instead of giving the final spot in the rotation to a veteran, they went with the rookie. They give the young guy the opening day start, the way that they've utilized their bullpen, their bench. It's all been very aggressive, utilizing all 26 guys on the roster, pinch hitting a lot, pinch running a lot. And listen, when you're in a market like Kansas City, you need to win in the margins. You can't, like we just talked about, you can't sit back and wait for that 3-run home run. You got to be able to manufacture runs, especially when you have an offense that is so middle of the road right now. So I'm a fan of this coaching staff. I like the way that they approach the game. I like the way that they've developed pitchers. Not many people do it better than Milwaukee and Cleveland and Tampa, but that's kind of the copy. That's what Kansas City's trying to emulate, is one of those self-sustaining organizations that more times than not can find another pitching prospect in its system somewhere.
I have to ask you about your stadium issue that y'all got going on for the Chiefs and the Royals. I don't really quite understand why anybody would vote down anything concerning the Kansas City Chiefs at this point. I'm really struggling with that fact. The Royals, fine. Maybe it hasn't been that great lately. The Chiefs, I really don't understand. So please do help explain to us here in Milwaukee what in the world is going on, why they're rejecting things.
It was a pretty poor rollout from the beginning. At first, it was debated between two sites downtown, and then 2 weeks before the, maybe a month before the vote, they bring up a totally new spot in downtown Kansas City for the stadium, one that doesn't make sense, one that doesn't have the infrastructure in place. So that was off-putting. The Chiefs really stayed in the background and let the Royals take all the slings and arrows from politicians and constituents. And then when the Chiefs came out with their renovations to Arrowhead, it was widely panned because really all they did was put in a VIP section right behind the end zones. And, you know, the average Chiefs fan is never going to see that VIP end zone entrance. So why do we care about that? Honestly, it makes me think that the Chiefs never wanted this to pass, that the Chiefs want it out of this deal that they have right now with the Royals, where the two share a complex until 2030. So now the Chiefs CEO has announced we're going to go our separate ways. If I'm making a prediction, I still think the Royals end up with a new stadium in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And I think the Chiefs end up with a new stadium in Kansas City, Kansas. So a new Arrowhead, I think, will be in Kansas City, Kansas in the next half decade. And the Royals are getting a new stadium, whether it's in downtown Missouri, downtown Kansas, Nashville. They're getting a new stadium. I can't imagine them leaving. So if I was going to place a bet, they still end up in downtown Kansas City. It's just going to take another vote.
I think Nashville's getting somebody at some point. I don't know when. But they've been hot to trot here for a while to get a team. I just, with as much as Nashville is exploding from a population standpoint and so forth, and the money that's rolling into Nashville, you got to think they get a team. I hope the Royals don't leave. That would suck. That would not be good. And then, wait, hold on. Does that mean you would get to move to Nashville then?
They're not going to Nashville.
I could drive. That's like 9 hours. I could get to Nashville. That'd be all right.
Yeah. And Nashville's a great time. I would go if that happened. But I don't think it's going to happen. I do believe that the ties that the ownership group has to Kansas City will serve the citizens well. It will keep the team in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. But Nashville, I think, can get a team. I think baseball could expand. Add two more teams. I don't know if that's out of the realm of possibility.
No, I don't think so. I agree with you. Josh Vernier, Royals Insider, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Follow him on Twitter at @JoshVernier610. Vern, thanks so much for coming on, dude. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Josh Vernier. Yeah, man. That dude is a good, good dude, and he left here to go to Kansas City back in the day to kind of mimic what we did here, like with a big show. That failed. And then they came to him and said, hey, you want to be a Royals insider? Because the guy that was the Royals insider ended up becoming the voice of the Rays in Tampa Bay. So Vern said, oh, yeah, okay, sure, sounds good. And he's been doing it ever since and does a great, great job. And baseball's like his first love. So, I mean, from that perspective, you can't get a better job if baseball is your first love and you get to cover a team. And, you know, for spring training, he's in Arizona for, what, a month and a half? Shacked up in an apartment, whatever the case may be, just hanging out, enjoying the warm weather while, you know, it's probably not as warm in Kansas City and so forth. I mean, there are a lot of perks to covering a team. No question about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.